The makers of X-Lax present Strange as It Seems. Here's an item from a recent newspaper. Coals cost country $450 million yearly. How much of that bill do you pay? If you take cold, you pay for it not only in dollars and cents, but in days missed from work and in sniffling, sneezing misery. So, guard against colds by following these simple rules. Get sufficient sleep. Dress warmly. Eat wisely. Keep your feet dry. And above all, keep regular. But in keeping regular, remember this. Avoid all harsh and violent remedies. Don't upset your already ailing system. Choose a laxative that is mild, one that is correctly timed so that it won't throw your system out of rhythm. X-Lax, for instance. In addition to being mild and gentle and correctly timed, it is completely thorough and effective. It's easy to take, too, because it tastes just like delicious chocolate. Just 10 cents a box at any drugstore, or there's the family size at 25 cents. Do you know about the amusing gift the makers of X-Lax wish to present to you absolutely free? If not, then don't miss the closing announcement. The Mystery Vault of the Barbados. Scientists say everything can be explained, but they are wrong. Nobody has ever been able to explain the weird mystery vault at Barbados in the West Indies, where those who went to their last resting place did not rest. It is July 17th, 1819. The interment of Thomasina Clark has just taken place. Her coffin has been placed in the family vault. No less a personage than Lord Cumbermere, Governor of Barbados, is present as the vault is sealed.
Is everything finished, Captain Barclay?
Yes, Lord Cumbermere. We've examined every inch of the vault. We have placed the other coffins in rows and have sprinkled sand over the entire floor.
And now, have you cemented the entrance?
Yes, Your Excellency.
Well, by Jove, we've done everything we can. Now we can only wait and hope that this infernal business will stop.
And for the sake of the family, I do hope that nothing will be disturbed.
Well, I've witnessed the closing and sealing of the vault. I've even scratched a mark of my own on the outside so that I could tell it if it were touched. I've done my best. Good day.
Good day, Your Excellency.
3 o'clock already. I must hurry back to Government House.
Lord Cumbermere, please may I speak to you?
Why, certainly, Mrs. Clark. Please let me express my deepest sympathy. We shall miss your daughter.
Thank you, Your Excellency. Oh, sir, will it all end now? Will she be left alone?
Nobody knows. It's been this way for over 20 years. When they close the vault, everything is in order. When it's opened, well, you know how everything is upside down.
The Negroes are whispering that it's voodoo. But I can't believe that. No human being could possibly be wicked enough to go in a vault and disturb the very coffins of the dead.
No one ever will. I have seen to that. No living thing can enter the vault now.
Eight months pass. Then, one night, a strange sound seems to come from within the massive vault. The next morning, Lord Cumbermere and his aide-de-camp, in company with a few other men, go to the entrance of the tomb.
There's that mark I made, absolutely untouched.
And it's obvious that nobody has tampered with the outside of the vault, sir.
We'd better open it up and look inside.
Very well. Open the vault, men. Step right in, I'll come on. Lend him a hand, though, please. Ready, sir.
Have you a candle?
Yes, sir, already lighted.
Very well, Barclay, follow me.
Take it slowly, Your Excellency.
Ah, look, look there. Everything upside down again.
And there isn't a footprint on the sand we sprinkled. Not a grain has been disturbed.
And yet, all around us, havoc.
I don't see how.
Let me out of here. Let me out.
Look out, sir. Be careful. Don't stumble.
Ah, thank God. To breathe the clean air again.
Oh, my Lord. You're pale as a ghost. Are you ill?
No, I'm quite all right, thank you.
Everything is all torn up again inside.
Good heavens. Lord Cumbermere, what had we better do now?
Gentlemen, I am a soldier. I fought side by side with Wellington. But this fiendish business I cannot fight. I'm beaten. Therefore, before the hour is up, I want every coffin within this vault to be removed. From now on, it will remain empty. Whatever this thing is which creeps through stone without leaving footmarks, I do not know. But it will not disturb the dead again. From now on, it will wander within this tomb alone.
Strange as it seems, no one has ever been able to explain the mystery of the vault in the Barbados, which still exists. All natural causes, such as earthquake or water, have been given up as impractical. It was a physical impossibility for a human being to go inside the tomb. What was it? The Sleeping Tiger. In 1234, Constantinople. For 100 years, the magnificent city has been the battleground of the Crusades. Now it is governed by the Christian emperor, John of Brienne, who of all men least deserves to rule the glamorous Eastern Empire. John of Brienne, handsome, lazy, good-for-nothing, reclines on the huge feather divan covered with cushions of swan's down. A fair-haired English girl stands before him.
Come on, sit beside me.
No, I would rather kill myself.
Well, listen to me, girl. I am Emperor of Constantinople. You are the daughter of a poor Englishman who had the misfortune to die on my hands.
You beast.
I have offered you a roof over your head, and, well, naturally, in return for this, I expect you to be, pleasant.
Never. Well, never.
Well, why not? No man can give you more than I.
You aren't a man.
Oh, you insult me.
I am used to men who carry shields and swords. Men who fight for their women folk.
Why should I fight? Someone else can do it for me.
Look at your hands. Swollen with fat. Covered with rings. Look at your face. Bloated with food and wine.
Oh, come now. I may become angry. You continue in this fashion?
Perhaps this will make you angry.
You struck me in the face.
No. You see what I think of you?
Oh. Mr. Wendelow, your chamberlain. I bring bad news. Let me enter, I beg of you.
Oh, come in. Well, Wenceslaus.
Your Majesty.
What's the trouble?
Your Majesty, in the distance, the Bulgarians are marching toward the city.
What? Already?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Huh. I thought they would not arrive for another month. Well, the rains are barely over.
They're almost here, Your Majesty. A messenger says there are over 100,000 soldiers.
100,000?
We're at their mercy. They've discovered that our soldiers have no leader, no one to inspire them.
Why? What do you mean? I am their leader.
I also said no one to inspire them.
Oh, I understand.
What are we to do, Your Majesty?
I will lead the army myself.
You? Oh, Your Majesty, this is no time for jesting. Constantinople is at stake.
Bring me my shield and my armor. Bring me my sword. Have them saddle my horse.
But, Your Majesty...
Go as I say.
Very well, Your Majesty.
and order all the knights in the palace to prepare themselves for battle and assemble in the courtyard.
I will, Your Majesty.
Well, Helena, what do you say now, eh?
You mean you are really going?
Yes.
I do not believe it.
After years of useless living, I wish to feel my horse beneath me again. I long for the clash of arms. I wonder, will these fat hands still hold a sword, eh?
What has happened to you?
My cheek still stings from your blow. The call to arms, I must go. Thank you for my awakening. Goodbye.
I've been for many years. Are you still willing to follow me, to fight for me unto death? There are 2,000 of us against 100,000. Then, Knights of the Cross, in the name of God our Father, forward! Forward! Forward!
As it seems, John of Brienne, Emperor of Constantinople, after 20 years of indolence and debauchery, suddenly led a small army of knights and infantry against 100,000 Bulgarians, and so inspired his men that he won a complete victory. You know the old saying, out of the mouths of babies? The truth is that no matter how wise we are, we can all learn something from children. For instance, if you offer a child an upsetting, a sickening remedy, he'll refuse it, spill it, fight against it, everything in fact but take it, which is just as it should be. Bad for anyone, violent mixtures are unthinkable for a child. Solve your problem the modern way. Simply offer your children a little tablet of X-Lax when they need a laxative, and you'll get smiles instead of tears. Children actually love to take it because it tastes just like smooth, velvety chocolate. And in addition to being mild and gentle, X-Lax is correctly timed so that it won't shock delicate little systems. In fact, it is just what a laxative should be, whether you are 6 years old or 60. X-Lax is 10 cents a box at your druggist. Then there's the economical family size at 25 cents. And don't forget that we have a gift for you. An amusing book that's just filled with new and strange incidents designed especially for you by John Hicks, the internationally famous creator of this series, Strange as It Seems. We want you to have one. It's absolutely free, so write to this station now for your copy. Most of us have suffered hallucinations at some time or other. With King Bernadotte of Sweden, such was the case. Only he saw his ghost not once, but all his life. Listen in to our next broadcast. You will also meet the child who went to war. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, directed by Cyril Armbrister. There is no such country as Japan.